Okay, Doug, so can you tell us about why you're going to college? Doug, can you tell
us? The military, because of medical reasons, I couldn't stay in the military nor do any of the things I trained for as an adult, so the VA is paying for me to learn a new profession. So I'm moving from actually hands-on work to actually setting up programs and search and rescue and emergency medicine and such.
Yeah, sounds good. Do you have any plans about after college, what you'd like to do?
I want to work in disaster management. I don't know if it'll be up here or if I'll move down Lower 48 to take other courses that I want. Have to see. The wife's only got about 2.5 years left before she can retire, and so I'll probably just do things around the state of Alaska and work on some other degrees while I'm waiting for her to retire.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we actually had an earthquake yesterday.
Yep, 5.4 out of Whittier.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a good shaker.
Yep, I felt that one.
What time was that?
I think it was around 2
one,
o'clock.
1:30, 2 o'clock time. Yeah.
I know that you have some prior military experience. Can you briefly share with us your
Afghanistan? I served
Afghanistan?
For 29 years. I was a aircrew flight equipment specialist, in other words, helmets, oxygen masks, parachutes, night vision systems, continuation survival instructor, and so I worked on the equipment and I made sure the aircrew knew how to use it to survive. So I worked in all kinds of survival situations around the world. Unfortunately for me, cold water and cold weather survival are my specialties. I've written lesson plans on both, and also ones on disaster survival medicine that have been used both in the military and the civilian world.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. I know, Savannah, yourself and me, you know, we're doing this interview for our class. But
yep.
I wanna thank you for your military service for our country.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We're done.